Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Sho Kyo on the line, and he's co-founder and CTO over at Moving Analytics. Sho, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. I'm so happy to be here and glad to share my story with everyone.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm excited to learn more about Moving Analytics. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives that listen to this show. And I love hearing a great startup story. And I know you're in the niche of healthcare for your company. Excited to have you on the show today. We'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Sho, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Sho, what mission matters to you?
The mission for us is to conquer cardiovascular disease as the leading cause of. To elaborate that, you know, someone may know or may not know, actually, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in America, and even in across the globe, that's, you know, one of the major factor of death. And we want to, you know, change that, you know, status, basically, because we believe, you know, by changing, you know, people's lives, by providing their enough guidance, enough tools, they should be able to live a longer life and be able to have a healthy life. And, you know, and we see that because it's not just what we believe, but also that's backed by science. And, you know, we work with different doctors and conduct numeric researches, and the evidence have, and even like AHA, American Heart Association, also did the research that shown, you know, a patient who had a heart attack, if they attend cardiac rehabilitation, you know, their chance of double their life for another 5 years. So, yeah, it basically, potentially, like, that's really significant increase, basically double their chance of living 5 more years. And, you know, the way we, you know, want to achieve that is basically through home-based care, so that, you know, we deliver the cardiac program through home settings so that more patients and more people be able to access that. And in that way, we want to be able to conquer, you know, cardiovascular disease as the leading cause of death.
Wow, well, that's a big mission, and I do want to learn more about your company, Moving Analytics, and how you're, you know, executing on this huge mission you have, which is amazing. But I want to stay maybe a little bit in your earlier years, a little bit longer. Like, how did you get interested in entrepreneurship and really starting your own company? Where did all that begin for you?
I think it's a long story, but I try to make it short. So for me, you know, I grew up as an engineer. I grew up in Beijing, China. I studied, you know, technology, become an engineering. And I came to U.S. and also, you know, actually during my undergrad, I had the chance to exchange to India, where I met my co-founder, Harsh, there. And then after that, I came to U.S. to pursue my master's degree at U.S. And at USC, actually, I met Harsh again and also met another co-founder, Ade. Where three of us just, you know, all want to do something. And, you know, there's a chance we, you know, at that time, you know, we are all at school and we just come out, you know, just start doing something. At that time, actually not doing healthcare specific. You know, we made an app that basically help users to track their activity, their stats, and remind them to, you know, stand up if they, you know, sit for too long a time. And also help them to track their, you know, GPS tracking when they, you know, run around their, you know, running around so that they have a record and they can, you know, analyze the data. It's more like an activity tracking app at that time. But at that time, you know, it didn't really work well at that time because activity tracking app at that time already like so many competition out there. And also there's a chance that we get introduced by during a conference, we introduced to a doctor group where they focus, you know, cardiac rehabilitation, and the healthcare group is from Stanford. And we are really excited that, you know, actually we can potentially apply our, you know, a technology with their program to basically get into the healthcare domain and be able to really help, you know, like, you know, hundreds of millions of patients. And that's something really excited us. And, you know, we decided to pivot to that direction. And, you know, that's how we started. And it just feels exciting because I be able to leverage, you know, what I have learned on engineering. That's always my kind of you know, what I want to do in the sense of I learn all the engineering stuff, I be able to build, you know, different app applications. Definitely, you know, willing to, like, always eager to be able to build something out there so that more and more people can use that. And this is a really great opportunity that not only users are using it, but also changing their life in a good way. It just drove me, you know, in a huge way. And, you know, and we just come together and start working on this direction ever since.
What a great story of entrepreneurship and getting things going. It's fun. Moving analytics. So you told us your mission. Like, tell us a little bit more about the company now and the product.
Sure. So the company is Moving Analytics. So, you know, what we do is we provide software solutions for, you know, hospitals and payers to help their patients to implement home-based cardiac rehabilitation. So what that means, basically, we right now provide two kind of solutions. So one solution is we basically build a software platform that we sell to hospitals, and they can use this platform, which is, you know, care manager facing web dashboard. They can use that web dashboard to enroll their patients and give instruction to their patients and see analytics, the data on the dashboard. You know, at the same time, we also build a software that the patient use that they basically get, you know, instruction from their, you know, care manager. Also, they be able to chat with them and even video call right now with their care manager so that they potentially can, you know, talk to their care manager at any given time when they are at home. And that's, you know, one solution we provide software. Now, we also providing a second solution is not only providing software, we also providing the service where instead of the hospital managing the patients, and they provide the house and the care manager. Right now, actually, we as a company also providing the care service. So we have internal care manager. So as long as there's a patient have the need of, you know, doing cardiac home-based cardiac rehabilitation, we will be able to basically set them up and deliver the software to them. Hardware that we use also, and along with the service, basically our care manager will take care of the patient. And regarding the, you know, payment, actually we work with several insurance companies to get it covered. So that's really a good win-win in the sense of we, you know, be able to save patients' life and making some money. At the same time, the, you know, payer also, insurance company also saving on their cost as well. And of course, the patients have the biggest benefit where, you know, they increase the, you know, chance of living longer.
Wow, what an amazing story. And when I think about your, like, the company and the idea that you're actually able to save lives, like, what kind of response have you been receiving from your clients and otherwise, like, on the solution? Because I feel like, you know, for some people, obviously, it's life-changing.
Yeah, I think we received the amazing feedback and from different angles. And like one example is we received a feedback from a patient, you know, that in his 60s, and actually he feel very good of himself before he had a heart attack. But one day the heart attack just hit him and he just, you know, kind of collapsed mentally in the sense of,
wow.
He was too worried, like, hey, I'm still like, I'm only 60 and, you know, I had a heart attack, you know, that's kind of a death sentence for him, he feel, and he don't know what to do. He kind of losing hope on life a little bit and feel depressed. And until, you know, we, you know, get introduced to him and our dedicated, you know, care manager just help him to understand the logistics behind the disease and how to improve and what can be expected. And after a couple of sessions, he just feel much better and he know under our guidance and just follow the guidance that, you know, and instructions, he will be able to, you know, live better and, you know, have a very, you know, higher chance to, you know, have a healthy life, things like that. And he just feel, you know, more confident and also he just start, you know, enjoying his life rather than, you know, just feel inspired and stay at home. And for him, he's just feel, you know, the program we offer just basically life-changing for him, that not only make him to have a better lifestyle, at the same time, more importantly, restore his confidence in, you know, living a happier life, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's from a patient. And, you know, we also get feedbacks from providers and payers. They all, you know, have you know, good feedbacks, and especially for payer, you know, what they are looking for, basically, you know, once a patient gets discharged from hospital, the payer don't want to see the patient get back to the hospital again, because if the patient get back to the hospital again, first, you know, is indicating that, you know, potentially the patient didn't get a good treatment the first time, right? That's not a good indicator for the insurance company. Second, you know, they also don't want the patient come back to the hospital because they probably have to cover the patient cost again. So there's quite a motivation from payer side to work with us to be able to reduce the chance that the patient get back to the hospital, so that they are willing to pay us a small fee per patient to cover the program cost, and to increase the chance that the patient doesn't get back. And, you know, early results shows that's really the case. That works really well with the pair that we work with.
Mm-hmm. So, Shou, I'll tell you, you know, this has been a great conversation, and it's been great having you on the show and learning more about moving analytics. I know you have much more to offer. I know there's a whole lot more behind the company and also your mission. That being said, if somebody wants to learn more, they want to learn more about the company, and they want to kind of dive into the content, what's the best way for them to do?
I think, you know, everyone feel free to contact us through our website or LinkedIn, and our website has a contact us page. If you have any idea or any initiative, feel free to reach out to us. And at the same time, if you want to reach out to me personally, I'm available on LinkedIn, and you can just hit me up there.
Okay. Well, we'll be sure to leave the website below for sure, because we want people to go and check it out and see more about the great work that you and your team are doing. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging with the Mission Matters episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, and having them share their mission, you know, the reason behind their mission, and what we can all learn from it and how we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Shou, again, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Adam. Glad to have the opportunity to be here.